This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine has been publicly cautious in noting its gains in the counteroffensive it's launched this month against Russian forces, and observers have commented on the slow pace. In an interview with the Washington Post, Ukraine's top general expressed his frustration with these assessments, and Friday the top U.S. general came to Ukraine's defense. VOA's Jeff Custer explains.
Chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, told an audience at the National Press Club in Washington Friday, Ukraine's counteroffensive was advancing steadily, deliberately, counting their gains in terms of 500, 1,000, 2,000 meters a day, while fighting a war against a much larger and well-equipped army. He said he was unsurprised Ukraine's progress was slower than some people and some computers might have predicted.
What I had said was this is going to take 6, 8, 10 weeks. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very long, and it's going to be very, very bloody. Ukraine is fighting for their life. We are giving them as much help as humanly possible, but at the end of the day, Ukrainian soldiers are assaulting through minefields and into trenches, and this is literally a fight for their life.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
While Ukraine's offensive continues, correspondent Anna Chernikova, reporting from Kyiv, told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program that Russian shelling continued in Ukraine's Kherson region on Friday.
Shelling of the cities in the southern part especially continue, particularly the city of Kherson. Unfortunately, yesterday and today in the morning, Kherson was under fire, under missile strike, and there are reports of a couple of civilians who died and some civilians who were injured and hospitalized. The shelling was targeting civilian residential areas and also humanitarian points where people are getting humanitarian help.
That is a Flashpoint Ukraine correspondent and contributor Anna Chernikova. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Young rioters clash with police and looting stores across France for the fourth straight night of unrest. The situation appeared to be somewhat calmer on Friday compared to previous nights, but several cities continue to see violent clashes, including Marseille, Lyon, and some Paris suburbs. The Interior Ministry deployed 45,000 police across the country and ordered a complete shutdown of all public bus and tram services nationwide for Friday night. President Emmanuel Macron has appealed to parents to keep children off the streets and blamed social media for fueling unrest. Protests were triggered Tuesday by the deadly police shooting of a teen. Since then, hundreds have been arrested in unrest. The CEO of United Airlines is apologizing to customers for taking private jet out of New Jersey this week, while thousands of passengers were stranded by his airline's cancellations. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby says it was the wrong decision and insensitive to customers who were waiting to get to their destinations. Kirby caught a private jet from Teterboro, New Jersey to Denver Wednesday, a day United canceled 750 of its flights. United blamed weather and a shortage of FAA air traffic controllers for some 3,000 cancellations this week, but the transportation secretary shot back on Twitter that all the other airlines had mostly recovered from the storms, showing a graph of how many more flights United had canceled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Supreme Court will decide if some judges have gone too far in striking down gun restrictions. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The announcement comes a year after the High Court issued its own sweeping gun rights ruling, which laid out new standards for evaluating gun laws. That decision has led to lower court rulings invalidating long-standing gun restrictions and confusion over which laws can survive. The justices have agreed to hear arguments this fall in a Biden administration appeal of a ruling that struck down a federal law meant to keep guns from people with domestic violence restraining orders against them. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Smoky haze, hot weather, and powerful storms brought dangerous and uncomfortable conditions to parts of the U.S. heading into a long July 4th weekend that typically draws Americans to outdoor gatherings. In the Midwest, utility crews scrambled Friday to restore electricity a day after a powerful windstorm system moved across Illinois and Indiana. Utility companies reported that more than 250,000 homes and businesses were still without electricity. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.